The world has been losing the battle against malaria. The parasite that causes the disease has developed resistance to drugs that were once very effective. The annual death rate has increased about 10% over the last decade. A report issued today by the Institute of Medicine at the National Academies recommends a new treatment to reverse that trend. It's a drug based on a Chinese herbal treatment. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
International health experts are desperate for a new treatment for malaria. Dennis Carroll is with the U.S. Agency for International Development.
Historically, malaria has been treated with a particular drug called chloroquine, and that's been the mainstay of therapy around the world. What began to emerge about 30 years ago were new strains of parasites of malaria that were no longer susceptible to treatment by chloroquine.
79% of malaria cases in Ethiopia, 64% in Kenya, 42% in Tanzania don't respond to chloroquine drugs anymore. A second class of drugs called SP, for sulfadoxine pyrimethamine, is also becoming ineffective. 34% of people in Malawi don't respond to that. But today's report makes clear that there's another drug that works. Malaria expert Andrew Spielman of Harvard University first encountered the herbal treatment in 1986 when he went to Hainan Island off the southern coast of China. He went to evaluate a new blood test for malaria.
I put out the word that I needed some malaria-infected patients. And apparently what they had done was save some patients up for me, completely unknown to me.
The patients hadn't been treated, and they were seriously ill.
They had recurrent chills, and they were very feverish, sweating, drenching, sweats, shaking chills, all the typical malaria picture.
For adults continuously exposed to malaria, it's like a bad flu. Babies and children tend to die. Malaria kills 1 to 2 million people each year. After Spielman took their blood, he realized why local medics were comfortable waiting to treat these patients. When the medics gave them an herbal medicine derived from the wormwood plant, the response was quick.
These people were on their feet within minutes, practically. It was just incredible how fast they were able to get back to normal.
Spielman didn't test the herbal medicine. His expertise is in mosquitoes and blood tests. But others heard about it. They isolated the active ingredient, artemisinin, and tested it in other parts of Asia and in Africa. They found it cures infections within 24 hours. Though unlike the older chloroquines, it's too expensive to use preventively. Again, Dennis Carroll of USAID.
The chloroquines, these are drugs that cost about 10 cents per treatment. The new drugs cost anywhere from $1 to $2.50 per treatment.
The new drugs combine artemisinin with chloroquine or SP to kill any parasite that persists after the fast-acting artemisinin is out of the body. Another challenge is supply. This drug is synthesized from a plant that takes 8 months to mature. So the report issued today by the Institute of Medicine recommends that governments and charities come up with $300 to $500 million a year to buy these drugs for developing nations, plus another $10 to $30 million a year to subsidize drug manufacturers. Dennis Carroll of USAID says the U.S. government and other donors are taking the recommendations seriously.
We are right now negotiating with agricultural producers in Africa with an eye towards generating enough of the active pharmaceutical drug ingredient to increase drug availability in 2005.
And that would triple this year's production to total 150 million doses. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.